Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I called it a day of desperation. I don't know what you called it. They're fighting for 15. I think they're crying for 15. Yesterday was a prime example as people took to the streets in about 300 plus cities nationwide to bitch, to whine, to moan about the fact that they're only making X amount of dollars when really they should be making $15 an hour based on what?
Good question, Chad.
What do you base this upon? That's what I would like to know. What do you base this upon? That you should get X amount of dollars more than you get now while not bringing anything to the table more than you had when the day started. You're not adding value. You're not making the company better. You're not building profits. You're not making yourself invaluable to the company. Why should said company pay you more? That is a fair question. What have you done in the subsequent months, weeks, and even years prior to today to better yourself, to make you the kind of person that somebody would want to pay, quote unquote, a living wage to? By the way, the people that work on the minimum wage are so very few in this country, but we have to hear about all the time. It becomes something big. Well, I'm here to tell you, I am sick and tired of the BS. If you want to be better, more well-equipped, more valuable, more marketplace friendly, more desired in the workplace, better yourself. Find a talent. Educate yourself. Do something. Because going out there and asking the government to change the rules so you can have more money isn't something. It's whining. It's crying. It's sniveling. Chad! And by the way, a good portion of these people that are out there are people that have had, well, how should we say this? Maybe some of them have made choices in life that they shouldn't have made. As I was watching these people and I was listening to them, and look, I wish them all the best. But I also realized at some point in time, there is a bed that you have made and you have to lie in. And a lot of these people don't want that. Their answer is to cry and to whine and to moan and to change it up by going to the government and saying, make them pay us this because I work at a hamburger stand. And I make this. And I want to make this because my life will be easier. If you could do that, that'd be super. Well, guess what? What have you done that the employer's going, wow, so-and-so, you're doing great. The way that you put the cheese on the burger, oh, my God. How many years did you, what did you do? Like, where did you learn that? Like, how did you get a skill to go back into the freezer and get out the frozen French fries and put them into that thing where we deep fry them? Where did you find that skill? Did you learn it at school? Where did you learn? I'd love to hear your story. Tell me your story. Tell me your story. How'd you get that? Was it years of struggling? Oh, God, I love these kind of. I love people. People are successful. Share their success. Share it with me. Oh, Stu over here. What you do with the shake machine is incredible. You put the ice cream, then some milk, and you put it on the little thing, and around it goes. Wow. Nobody else can do that because you're standing in front of the machine. Anybody else could do your job. Make yourself more valuable. Make yourself more valuable. Instead of being out there sitting on the ground in front of people who are trying to get to work as you annoy the crap out of us. Instead of doing that, pick up a book, find a trade, invent something, make yourself more valuable. You'll find out the more valuable you are, the less people can do your job, the more money you'll make. Case in point, you work at the McDonald's, the Taco Bell, the Del Taco, the Arby's, the fast food. Could go on for days. You work at any one of these places. Your job is pretty simple. I know that we're at the point now, we don't even put prices on stuff, right? We just have little pictures because you can't figure that out. And God forbid the machine doesn't work and you have to give me back change that the machine didn't tell you to give back because I don't have time to sit here and go over the math with you. Oh, Chad, now you're just being ornery. Well, Jimmy Stewart there. Sure, you're just being ornery. Make yourself more valuable. Anybody can do your job. Anybody can do your job. Anyone. The reason that Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and LeBron James, rock stars, actors, big-time attorneys, stuff like that. The reason that they make what they make is because not everybody can do their job. For every one of them, right? Yeah, you know, look around. There's nobody behind them, right? For every one of you, there's 1,000 people behind you. Everybody. I could walk into McDonald's tonight. I could go behind the counter, and I could make a Big Mac. Producer Phil, do you think you could make a Big Mac?
Well, yeah, they got the chart on the wall telling you exactly how much of everything to put on.
Ah, I mean, with your eyes closed, Producer Phil. Geez, you've ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, I could.
Isn't it special sauce, lettuce, cheese? Pickles? I don't want pickles. Onions? Okay. There's a song about it, right? Like, there's a song about it. It's not that I don't have empathy. It's not that I don't care. It's that I don't care. A lot. The new world that we live in says that you're going to have to figure some stuff out because those $40,000, $50,000 a year jobs that left, hey, guess what? They're not coming back. So now what are you going to do? You're going to have to pivot. When I read these stories, when I see these stories, when I hear people talk about it's not fair, this isn't right, it's not this, it's not. Let me tell you, if you want to get out of the position that you're in, then you're going to have to do a few things. The first thing is you're going to have to pick up a book, probably. You have to educate yourself. You're going to have to find some place, i.e., some industry, where there's a need for something, and you will go fill that need. And you will educate yourself, and you will make yourself valuable to employers to the point where they're willing to pay you more than the market says because you're great at what you do. And then you start to outpace. Let me tell you what you don't do. Have another child is not helping you with a living wage. The tugging at my heartstrings, I work 60 hours a week. Well, so do I. But I waited till I was almost 40 to have Jack. You're 32 and you have 6 kids. That's not helping the bottom line. But no buts. My mom, in a day and age, by the way, when single moms, you didn't see him. She went to school full time, carried a full load of school. She educated herself. She went to work full time, and she did part-time work to make sure that we had the stuff that we needed to take care of, my sister and I. Yes, my grandmother helped. But you know what? She did what she had to do to better herself. I am always amazed to see the fact that people bitch, whine, and moan? And maybe I shouldn't be. They cry over everything. Donald Trump is the president. Quick, grab something. He's taking our rights away right on a board. Let's go in front of the big Trump Tower. I'm not making enough money. Somebody give me more money. What are you doing to better yourself? Nothing. I just want more. Please, God. That's what it is. I want. Let me tell you what employers want. Somebody who is a good employee. Somebody who doesn't bitch, whine, and moan. Somebody who shows up on time and does their job without any complaint. Somebody who's maybe willing to go an extra mile every now and then. Somebody who is, well, dare I say, competent? Oh. If you want to better yourself, I am all for it. We should cheer people on who want to better themselves. Rather than them say, hey, you know what? I want you to give me. They say, you know what? I don't want a hand out. I want a hand up. And then I'll give somebody else a hand up. That's what I want to hear. Sitting somewhere, disrupting traffic while people try to get to and fro, working their damn jobs, working their asses off, is not going to win you any brownie points. It's going to make you look childish. It's going to make you look whiny. It's not going to make you look tough. It's not going to make you look like, oh, this person. You know who I have empathy for? When I see somebody who is working two jobs and going to school and busting their ass to give their kids everything they possibly can to better themselves, and they don't whine, bitch, or moan about it. That's when I go, ah, that. I have empathy for that. I understand that. I get that. That person. I feel for her. I feel for him. I want to help that. Sitting on the ground wearing a shirt saying you're being treated wrong because you make Big Macs and you want X amount of dollars an hour? No. There you go. Phil just played us the menu. Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese on a sesame seed bun. You're sitting there. You got the shirt on. You want your $15 an hour? I want. Shut up and make my burger. You know what? Never mind. I'll do it. We're training a monkey to do your job. Stay here. He's almost. As soon as we can stop throwing poo, we're going to give him the job. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. I can't wait till they got robots. What are you going to do then? What are you? Are you going to go out and protest the robots? Robots took my job. What are you going to do then? I'm curious. It's coming. It's coming. What's that place yesterday? Itza? Is that what it's called?
Itza, no? Yeah.
Itza? That restaurant out there in D.C. where there's nobody in there. You just go, you order your food, and it comes out, and boom. Man, it's coming. It's coming. It can't get here soon enough. You want $15 an hour? Get my order right a few times in a row. Then we'll talk about $15 an hour. Chad Benson Show.
Here.
Say what?
Well, good luck with that.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Phil, the conversation we had off air is the reason why we cannot have a camera in here.
Exactly my point.
Oh, my God. People are texting me, Chad, you're being a little harsh on people. I'm not being harsh. Look, these jobs, a good portion of them were meant as your first job. This was not supposed to be your goal. This was not supposed to be your goal. These $15 an hour wannabes, this was not your goal. It was like, hey, one day I'm going to wear a hairnet and a name tag, and I'm going to talk out of a clown's mouth and hand you food through it. That should never have been your goal. I saw somebody today, and producer Anthony and I went to lunch. And remember, in life, man, no matter how bad you think you have it, there is always somebody else out there that has it worse. And there was a guy walking down the street, I crap you not, kids, wearing a giant dinosaur outfit, right? He had one of those cardboard things that tell you to get your taxes done here or something, and he was pulling a roll-away suitcase. as he was heading towards the bus stop. Like, I know somewhere along the line, he was in his mid-20s, early 30s, somewhere along the line, there were choices that he made in life that didn't really go the way he thought. And because of that, he has to dress like a green, goofy-ass Barney and try to get you to come get their taxes done. And by the way, if you get your taxes done in a strip mall by the fact that you were driving by and something that resembled a dinosaur told you to come in there and get your taxes done, you're an idiot. Like, I think there's no better way to put that. But it was just a reminder. I told producer Anthony, I said, that right there, I mean, somebody's got it worse. Because I see them in the middle of the summer wearing the same outfits when it's 112 outside or 120, and they're flipping signs because instead of getting your taxes done now, they want you to come in and get your nails done. Oh. Somebody's always got it worse, kids.
It is.
I don't see that guy out there going, hey, you know, us costume sign flippers need $15 an hour. And by the way, these guys flip the signs and they do all kinds of tricks with the signs. At least they're adding value to it. They're not just standing there. I mean, Barney's doing push-ups and he's doing all kinds of stuff. Again, I wouldn't get my taxes done there, but at least he's adding value to the little parade of bizarre. Don't see them out there bitching and moaning. It's so true. Oh, thank God we don't have cameras in here, Phil. We would be like, we can never listen to that show again. Cruel and unusual punishment, while it may be dressing like a green dinosaur trying to get you taxes did, this is the cruelest and unusual punishment, and it's taking place in Canada. Wait till you hear this. Text us 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Never have I heard anything so cruel and or unusual as what's taking place up in Vancouver, eh?
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. We as human beings can be cruel. You hear things like waterboarding. You hear about the stuff that they used to do to the likes of John McCain at the Hanoi Hilton. Unusual, horrible punishment. But sometimes I think as human beings, we cross a line and we start to think to ourselves, once we cross this line, will we ever be able to go back? Drunk driving is a horrible thing. It is preventable. It's 100% preventable. We have Uber, you have Friends, you have Lyft, you have many other car ride share services. You have all of these things. But people still don't understand. They don't get the message. Sometimes you have to get to the point where you're like, we've got to do something drastic. We have to do something drastic. Canada has had it up to here with drunk drivers, eh? We've had it up to here there, eh? With all the drunk driving and whatnot, eh? And they decided to do something drastic. And again, I feel that at some point in time, the cruelty does not match the crime, but the crime in itself is horrible. You know that. It's horrible. If you're arrested in Canada for drunk driving, you lose your license, costs you a lot of money, potential jail sentence. But in one municipality, they've decided that if you drunk drive, and you're caught, not only will all of those things happen, when you enter the car, you'll be forced to listen to Nickelback.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it,
makes me laugh. How did eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head?
I don't know why they would do that, first of all, to themselves, because they're going to have to endure it as well. And people have complained. And their answer is, don't drink and drive, and you won't have to listen to Nickelback. That's pretty good. I couldn't even imagine what it's like to have to endure that. But that's what they're making people do up there. They're making them listen to Nickelback. And look. I was just going to say Chad Kroeger's band.
Look at this photograph.
Avril Lavigne's ex-husband.
Look at this photograph.
Look, they're good sports. They know that they're the butt of many jokes, right? They get that. But that is pretty cruel and unusual. And so we got to thinking, and we found this great article about the bands that people hate the most, the 15 bands that people hate the most over the last 30 years. Now, I agree with a good portion of them. A lot of it has to do with fans, too. Like, the fans are annoying because the fans are annoying. Eh. But one of the first ones that came up, and this is one of those bands where you thought they probably were good at one time, but because they had that hit, it just outshined everything, and they got stuck being that band. And that band is Semisonic.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy.
Yeah, it is a. You know what? I didn't think they were that bad, but I get it. I get it. And you know what? You get pigeonholed as that band. And no matter what you do, it's like you have to open it. Like you open the concert with Closing Time and you close it because it's your only hit. That's it. Nobody wants to hear you do anything else. You could just be that band that shows up and does that. Some of the other bands on here, we're going to get to a lot of them. Dave Matthews Band has been voted one of the worst. And yeah. Little mashup there. I think it's more Dave Matthews Fan that annoys me. He's okay, but he's kind of the same. He's just, you know, he's just.
Is he like the thinking man's John Mayer?
Exactly. That's what, you know what he is? He's the hipper, cooler John Mayer. Like, John Mayer is like, let's be real. John Mayer is a rock star for one reason, to get chicks. There is no other reason. John Mayer doesn't care about music. He doesn't care about anything he plays. He's not an artist. He's a chick mag. He's there to crush it. That's it. That's all he's there to. He's there to crush. Some of the other bands on here. Let's see. You know what? They put Blink 182 on it, and I don't like that because I think Blink 182 is awesome. I like Blink 182. I do. Look, are they artists? No, but they're fun. And I think there's a lot worse out there. But we're going to run through a few of these, and some of these I think you'll agree with. And some of it just has to be they had that song. And because of that, we hate them. Chumbawamba.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never
gonna keep me. Tub Thumping was the name of that song. Bill, you pointed something out earlier too that I forgot about. They were anarchists. That was their whole thing. They hated commercialism and capitalism, and they were all anarchists. And they were just.
And they had this song.
They were just the worst. They were just the worst. They really were the worst. They were absolutely the worst. This, I get it. I think it's the members of the band more than it is the fans. Black Eyed Peas.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk?
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump, my hump, my hump.
This is
my
just
hump,
awful.
My hump, my
it
hump.
Is.
My hump, my hump, my hump.
Oh, that is the worst. That is the absolute. Somebody wrote that. Somebody sat down and thought that was a great idea. Your your breast and your butt. We'll call those humps. And then that'll be that kind of like subtle humps, your lady humps. That is horrible. And people are like, that's a great song. That's my jam. That's my jam. I don't hate this band, but I understand why people do. Smash Mouth. Hate them, but I get it. I understand. There's a lot of backlash of that. You know, it's like, why is Uncle Cracker not on here? He seems kind of annoying. This band, Phil was in, and then I was in, and then Anthony was in, and then we started our own band, and we called ourselves Two Direction. This band that was called 98 Degrees.
You're my sunshine after the rain. You're the cure against my fear and my.
All these boy bands sound the same.
They do. And you know what's funny? If you go back to the like late 80s, early 90s, all of these boy bands sound the same. Like Take That sounds just like this. And, you know, they all kind of sounded the same. It's not that hard. You put a beat in a good song. And then you sing like this and dance. And it's not that hard.
Yeah, but all the beats sounded the same. All the drums had that just compressed electronic sound to them.
Because they were exactly what they were, which was a pop machine. That's it. You just like you go over and you're like, okay, give us cut eight. What is it? I don't know. They all sound the same. That doesn't sound the same. All right, we're gonna do it this way. This is the way we're gonna do this. Now, these are the three worst bands, and I agree with all three of these. The last one is Douchapalooza, but these other two bands are the kind of bands where you're forced to listen to by your friends, and because you're forced to listen to, you have to like them, or else, like, you have to like Breaking Bad. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen. You have to like The Wire. It's the best show on television ever, ever, ever. Let's start with Lana Del Boring. Right.
Take me to the finish line. All my heart, it breaks every step that I take, but I'm open at the gates. They'll tell me.
Sounds like something you'd play when you want to cut yourself. I'm going to put her right next to my Fiona Apple. This is the band where they like to jam, bro, and everybody likes them, and they could probably tour with Flaming Lips, but they're too busy jamming. Ladies and gentlemen, let's do it Fish with a P.
In a minute, I'll be free, and you'll be splashing in the sea. We'll hear a tiny cry.
Oh, that is just horrible to listen to. That makes my ears bleed. But finally, we've reached the penultimate. We have landed on the Everest of hate for a band and for a human being. Scott Stamp was his name, and the band was Creed.
Nope, can't take it.
That is horrible. That is just, and it was him. He was Douchapalooza. Like, that guy was the worst. He was the. I'm a Christian. Blah 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 blah. It's like, really? It's just, and it was horrible. Then he had a sex tape, and he was always hammered, and he was always doing something stupid. He was like. Like, all you had to do was show him a video of David Hasselhoff on the ground trying to eat that cheeseburger and going, this is where you're going, but you don't have the talent of David Hasselhoff. So the choice is yours, Scott.
Do you know what he said after his sex tape was released?
Oh, was I knew there was a sex tape. Was it actually released?
Yeah, he said this right afterwards.
Look at this photograph. Every time I...
He said, my pants are wide open. Oh, please. Like, and sing with water in your mouth or whatever. But those are your worst bands of all time. And again, Nickelback, Cruel and Unusual Punishment, making drunk drivers in Canada listen to them while in the squad car being transported down to the old Pokey. Hey, something that's good for you. We like to do that, too. We like to give you energy. We like to give you oomph. We like to make sure you're healthy. Super Beats. Blood flow is important. As you get older in life, you need to make sure that is taken care of. Blood flow, kids, blood flow. Super Beats provides us with energy. It provides us with some oomph. Within 20 minutes of taking Super Beats, you will feel the energy. You will feel the oomph. And here's the great thing. There's no crash. People, they grab sodas and coffee and energy drinks. And after a while, they crash. Guess what? There's no crash with Super Beats. There's no high calories with Super Beats. It's good for you. It tastes great. It helps with your heart health and healthy blood pressure flow. It is something that will make you feel better. And as you move into the new year and you're looking to maybe change your dietary habits, Super Beats should be the first thing you reach for because it will help you with that energy and it helps you with all that. And I know what you're thinking. It's going to be tasting like something that's gross, Chad? Wrong. It tastes delish, Phil.
Absolutely, it tastes delicious. And especially after listening to Nickelback, I'm probably going to go get some Super Beats so that I can power through the rest of the show.
Yeah, we might need it, kids. That's what gets us through it. Super Beats will help you not only health-wise, but it'll help you fight off things like Creed and Nickelback. That's for sure. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips, free to use before and after. Make sure it's working inside your body. Plus a book called Beat the Odds, absolutely free. And everything comes to you with free shipping. Here's the great thing. It's all guaranteed your money back. Boom. Drop the microphone. If you don't feel it working in your body, it's guaranteed your money back. Go to chadbeats.com. That's chadbeats.com. Or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. This stuff works. It works big time. Guaranteed your money back. Go to chadbeats.com or call 800-561-2677. Wrap it up. Chad Benson Show.
I'll take it, wrap it up. I'll take it, wrap it up. I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red?
What the hell is on Johnny's head? And all of you out there know that song, and some of you are singing it, and you're laughing, and you're like, yeah, I hate them, but I did have a, I bought an album. Like, he's worth $60 million, Chad Kroeger. So it's not like nobody bought their album. That's the funny thing. Like, ABBA? I'd never listen to ABBA. Like, really? Sold 300 million copies. Are you sure nobody's bought ABBA before? Come on. Enough. Enough. I'm laughing because it's funny. It's so true. MTV and ESPN are struggling with stuff. They're losing viewership. And I found this to be important because here in California, they want to impose a 9.5% tax in some cities they're proposing on things like Netflix, a special tax, because they're running out of money because people are cutting the cord, right? It's all about cutting the cord. But the difference is they're not only cutting the cord, they're cutting the dish. They're breaking the dish and cutting the cord. That's the best way to describe it. MTV struggling. ESPN, their viewership. Let's point this. I found this to be just fascinating. That in the last 2 months, they've lost 1.2 million subscribers. They have over 88 million domestic subscribers. And 3 years ago, they had 99 million. Last month, they lost the size of Albuquerque. People are bouncing. They're leaving. And they're going to Netflix. And now states are going, well, wait a minute here. We used to get money through taxes. Wait a minute here. We better figure out a way to tax the net. It's all about how can we tax stuff on the net. That's really what it is. Because the government needs some more money. Because they're running out of ways to say to you, there's only so many kids they can roll out with a broken book and go, they need, little Johnny needs a brand new book. And you go, oh, we should raise taxes. It didn't work that way anymore. They're like, tough crap, Johnny. Guess you better learn to share with the person who's got the other half of your book. Johnny's only half smart. sucks. It does. It's another way, you know. California just announced they're gonna do some taxing on. They sent a bill yesterday where they're gonna tax the farts of cow. I don't even know how you do that. Like, is there some who has that job? What do you do? Well, I procure methane and measure it.
Are they fighting for 15?
That guy's fighting for 55. Remember, he's a county or state employee, so he's getting a lot more than anybody else. Just craziness. Be prepared in the state that you live in when the government runs out of money and the addiction that they have to money is so huge, they're going to figure out stuff to do, and they're going to come after your Netflix and your binge-watching of the Gilmore Girls or something like Stranger Things is going to be taxed. How's that going to make you feel? Solid, fun show. We got you over the hoop. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text my phone. It comes straight to me. I'm not lying. 323-538-2423. Love, hate, whatever it is, feel free to do it. 323-538-2423. For Scotty, for my man Anthony, for Phil, you have yourself a good one. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.